Upholding a decade-long Sunshine Coast tradition, the Dauntless Nutcracker has once again vanquished the Mouse King, 14 times, to be exact, on stages in Seashelt and Gibson's. Runs of 6 performances by Seashelt's Waldorf Ballet and 8 shows by the Sunshine Coast Youth Dance Association, including artists from the Coast Academy of Dance and the Gibson's Dance Center, concluded on December 19 at a sold-out matinee in Gibson's that proceeded despite snow-covered roads. The classic ballet, based on a story by E.T.A. Hoffman set to music by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, was first presented on the coast in its full two-act incarnation as a 2012 production organized by Kathleen and David Holmes. Under the aegis of their Coasting Along Theatre Society, the tradition continued for 8 years. In 2021, the Nutcracker was reborn as distinct stagings at the Raven's Cry Theatre, in Seashelt, and the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse. I always revisit and review from year to year because I always adapt roles and choreography to the dancers that I have each year, said Johanna Waldorf, artistic director of Waldorf Ballet, especially because we went with an all-local cast again. We don't bring in external principals. I'm promoting my senior dancers and the more experienced dancers of the coast up into these lead roles and giving them the opportunity to hold their own. For Zoe Barbaro, co-director of the Youth Dance Association production, reflection on the 10-year history of Sunshine Coast Nutcrackers left her feeling exhausted, joyful, and nostalgic. Fellow director Dominique Hutchinson agreed. It's a long-lasting story that keeps being told. It's like opening the gate to Christmas, and it teaches our students about being accountable to each other and fully dedicated to our community. Because if someone drops out of a pas de deux, it's not even a pas de deux anymore. Mentorship is a key element of both productions. In Waldorf Ballet's version, instructor Jennifer Helland portrayed Uncle Drosselmeyer, reprising the role from last year, providing a practical example for pupils. The Gibson's performances integrate professional principal dancers who offer guidance to students during preparations. Everybody has something to share and everybody has something that works for them, technique-wise, said Iblin Manatsis, a 7-year Nutcracker veteran who portrayed the Snow Queen and Dewdrop Fairy. I will happily take anything anybody has to say that I can improve upon, from my peers or from the principals. Annika Bergman played heroine Clara plus a member of the Spanish trio, with their flurry of red skirts twirling, and observed that relationships are at the heart of the Nutcracker experience. I think it just kind of leads back to the fact that we've spent so much time together, that if someone gives me a note, I'm going to work to make it even better for the next show, said Bergman, who has also danced in local Nutcrackers for 7 years. It brings the whole community together, no matter who you are. In his second year with the Gibson's production, Peter Resnick played Fritz, alternating with Rosora Arkenstall, as well as the dastardly Mouse King and a high-jumping Ukrainian dancer. I feel like right before I go on, I get huge nerves, Resnick said. Then I go on and everything just calms down. When I'm in front, performing for people, everything just becomes amazing. Elements of the original Coasting Along Nutcracker are still maintained by original contributors, including costume designer Conchita Harding and scenery artist Cody Chancellor. Chancellor himself appeared on stage as Mr. Diefenbaker in half of the Gibson's productions. Both companies have already begun preparations for their 2023 productions.